All spiritual seekers and anyone in America is happiness, and happiness is the definition of positive energy. But positive energy, happiness, is always created by sadness. Negative energy. When you are lonely and sad, you've got nobody who loves you, then automatically you want to go looking for somebody. So you then find, you achieve a relationship energy, you find somebody that makes you happy. When you are sad in your relationship, you're in the wrong relationship, you're sad and it's draining you, then the sadness is the catalyst to making sure you get divorced, making sure you get separated, making sure you get rid of him or her, because it's making you sad. Sadness is the catalyst, the fundamental electric energy, electricity is defined by positive and negative, and therefore by opposites. The way that you find happiness is via sadness. Unfortunately, as human beings that we are, we forget how sad we've been. We forget how bad it has been. And when we forget how bad it's been, we can't appreciate the moment that we're living in right now. The next definition of happiness is what relates to your soul happiness. Because you might be in love or you might have a loving relationship, but your soul isn't feeling it. You might be living in the right place, but your soul isn't feeling it. You might be, everything might be perfect in your life, but you're not feeling it. So why are you not happy? It's because your mind, body, and soul is not living on the elevated existence. If you remember when you first fell in love, it was exciting, it was elevated. You were on a high. And if you're not on a high now, it means something has changed inside you. It's the change of circumstances, it hasn't changed, it's just you. Your mind is not thinking how lucky you are. When you are single now, you remember how sad you were when you were married, how sad you were when you were in a toxic relationship. So you now got, you're free from it, you should be happy, you should be riding a high. You haven't got somebody telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and what to eat and what not to eat. You haven't got somebody dictating what they want and not what you want. So you should feel high, a high happiness. Talk about your C.S. Mitzrayim on the long audio, but the fundamental aspect of happiness is we should be on that high right now. Now, there are temporary ways to get yourself on a high, and that is to have a glass of wine, have a glass of alcohol, and that will then make you feel, I love life. It's a loosening of the energy. Sexual energy, often people have a cigarette or have a smoke after they've had sex, because when they've had sex, it releases their aura. It releases the negative energy out. It releases the sadness out of their aura, and then they can appreciate the cigarette afterwards. They can appreciate the good things afterwards. It's all about cracking open your aura out of sadness into happiness. Living in an aura of mind, body, and soul in happiness on an elevated. The fourth level is an elevated energy. And if you're not on an elevated energy, you're not actually alive. Mind, body, and soul.